I met Srila Prabhupada, really, when I was 19. But that kind of set the stage. I was actually examining that value at that point. And at that point, I also started to meet people that were vegetarians for different reasons. So it's funny how one thing leads to another once you begin. So once something catches your attention, then you start to meet people. You start to notice things you didn't notice before. That's the nature of the mind, once it becomes aware of something. So there's so many things we value, and it's good to sit down and think and reassess every now and then. You know, why am I doing what am I doing? You know, coming to a Wednesday night Bhagavad Gita class is a value that ultimately turns into an action. You know, we could be doing many other things, but we value this. You know, why? What do we get from it? You know, why am I doing this? And the more we're conscious then of why we do what we do, then the more we'll be steady in it too, rather than just, you know, unconsciously doing something. So, nice point about values. Are we supposed to end?
Yeah, around now.
Around now. Is there any other points? Okay, then we'll have Artik.
I had a point on that. Yeah. Just, it's such an interesting point, and when you start churning it, then it makes you think about a lot of things. What I thought of when you were talking about that and when you brought up the question was the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And in that chapter, Krishna talks about how we develop different values because of the modes of nature that we're affected by. Mm. And that if we're affected by goodness, the mode of goodness, for instance, we will value healthy food. We will value going to the forest. We will value going on a retreat and, you know, meditating. If we're in the mode of passion, we will value going to a seminar about how to become a millionaire or something like, you know, how to build my career or how to, you know, be successful. And if we're in the mode of ignorance, we may value sitting in an apartment doing nothing, thinking about what I should have done. And so Krishna talks about how actually, you know, values, we may think that, oh, this is my value. Like people say, you know, this is me, I like jazz or something like that. It's like, actually what it is you're affected by a certain mode of nature and that's why you like it. But when you become purified, then there are eternal values. There are things which are we're actually made of our faith, and that's in Shuddha Sattva, that when it's purified, then we'll actually value and see our relationship with Krishna, and we'll value devotional service and things. So it is something that's intrinsic, ultimately.
He also has the link between values and scriptures. So ultimately, all values are defined in the scriptures, or I'm asking.
The question was, you want to repeat the question?
No, he also asked whether the values are something out of our...
Well, they come from scripture or are related to scripture. And from what I understood, the last thing you said is the answer would be in the affirmative that yes, the ultimate values come from scripture. They're based on scripture, the eternal values.
Yeah, there's Shruti, Smriti, and all these things have... there are scriptures also in different modes of nature as well. Like some people who are in the mode of ignorance, it's a big project actually, the Vedas, because they encompass all of human society and are meant to give everyone an opportunity to come up to the next level. So some people in the mode of ignorance are given a chance, for instance, to eat meat. But first they have to, you know, kill a goat, never a cow, and it has to be on a dark moon night, and they have to whisper in the goat's ear that I'm killing you, but you're going to kill me in my next life. And after you go through all that trouble, if you still want to eat meat, yeah, then you go ahead. It's meant to purify that tendency. So Shastra's there, you know, for mode of ignorance, mode of passion, mode of goodness. And then there's the Amala Purana, or Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it's untinged by any of the modes of material nature. It's a transcendental thing. And it's non-different from Krishna. So those who become purified by association and by some good fortune, they develop a taste for these things. In fact, it says in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that only those who have become extremely fortunate will value the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, either from performing devotional service in their last life or getting extraordinarily good association in this life, do they develop a value for valuing the scriptures. So, you know, and scriptures are also a living thing as well. They're emulated by people who, so there's the person Bhagavat and there's the scriptural Bhagavat. And they're the same, actually, except one's an active agent. The personal Bhagavat can actually be a little aggressive and say, okay, you read it, did you follow it? You know, are you following the values of the scripture? It gets on your case a little bit. Whereas the scripture itself, it has the value there, and it's an eternal value, but you can read it and take or not take. But anyway, the short answer is what Rakshit already just said, was that yes, those eternal values are there within the scripture.
So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Gaur Premananda.